Now, we stand here in the third decade of the 21st century. The last great devastation of, global industry, we could agree, was the Second World War, right? We haven't seen that scale of disruption, let's say. The Second World War ravaged the industrial hub of the world, which at the time was Europe. As the factories of, say, France and Germany ground, well, I might not say at this point that they ground to a halt, but the output in general was not as it was just prior to the start of the war, right? An American industry picked up where Europe had dropped the industrial output ball. Since the 1940s, Africa's share of global trade has seen a steady decline. One explanation is that the continent continued exporting commodities while the rest of the world has increased output in industrial goods. We have a continent that once, say in 1948, made up of 7% share of world trade. This 7% share went on a steady decline. By 1953, it was down to just above 6%. By 1973, it was below 5%. By 1993, Africa's share of world trade was less than 2.5%. Now, the trend line that I'm looking at, that I have before me, shows Africa's share of global trade picking up around 2005. Now, my understanding of this, as I look at it from what I know, is that this boost towards the end of 2005 could be explained by Chinese demand for African commodities. Now, this is just one region that I've singled out. One region out of the rest of the world. A region that in that period, from 48 to say 2005, underwent considerable changes, evolutions in policy. Right, if we fast forward from 1948 to the 60s, many African states are receiving their independence. This independence could have come with political balkanization, and that could also have, that also came with economic deintegration, right? I mean, economic policies that were once coupled to the Commonwealth of an empire, whether it be France or the United Kingdom, was now severed. Right? And I imagine that these countries had to come together, and if they were to continue to work together, I mean, perhaps they were drawing up new policies. Now, I don't know. These are just conjectures. But suffice it to say that the political balkanization, right? States breaking up, basically, right? Breaking away from the Commonwealth. So essentially, breaking up from, say, a few states to many to all up to 50, right? That is a brief history of the evolution of Africa's share of global trade. What can we say conclusively? Well, what we can say conclusively is that the continent did not industrialize, and this is what we can see from what we can surmise from the drop in Africa's share of global trade, that as the rest of the world continued to export more and an increasing volume and value of industrial goods, Africa did not, right? You have South Korea and Taiwan in that period exporting industrial goods. Thank you.